to be roping,
to be roping,
no more stray,
no more stray,
will I see.
Good morning, it's Vicky, and this is the Goat Locker Podcast. And I'm coming at you live in person and solo. I don't have my man beside me, my goat lover, the cliff to my caddif. Nope, he's off on an adventure in Colorado. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, but living his best life and loving it, and I'm tickled for him. I miss him, though, because... So this will be a fairly short pod because I don't have my hype man, my director, my producer that, you know, tells me, kind of guides me along what we're going to talk about. So it'll just be a quickie, and I'll give you some goat updates and some berry updates, and then we'll call it good. So first of all, goats, always. Thumb and Louise are doing great. Everybody's happy, healthy, fat, dumb, and happy. And, you know... They're goat therapy. They're essential items for life, for my life. And the goat beauty pageant rodeo is coming along nicely. We've got some progress. We have a sponsor, Kernersville's Farmers Feed and Seed has agreed to be our sponsor, and the owner of the Feed and Seed also has goats who will probably be participating. And one of his goats might even be the future daddy of future babies for Louise if we decide to go through with it. But a funny story, this guy has got his goats. He has six of them, and they're all named after Gunsmoke characters. So there's a Miss Kitty and a Festus, and Matt, and maybe a Doc, and I don't know the... Oh, and Chester. Chester's the billy goat. He would be the potential daddy of a potential baby of Louise's, if we go that route. And when we were talking about the goats, and I told him, I said, yeah, I was thinking about breeding one of mine. And he said, well, Chester will breed anything. He'll breed a copperhead snake if you hold him right. So... We got that going for us. But anyway, so yeah, they said they would be a sponsor, and that's just awesome. That, you know, makes it feel so legit. And, you know, they're on board with just having fun and having a great time. And I also talked to James, and he owns the farm where Thelma and Louise go for sleepaway camp. He's the head counselor. He is a fine human being, just a wonderful person. And his daughters ride horses. They have a lot of horses. And they also have, you know, it's like a petting farm, a rescue. But they have alpacas, they have pigs, donkeys, goats, chickens, all the things. And it's a great place. Wonderful person. And he's on board too. So we've got that going for us. The ball is rolling. We're gaining momentum. It's happening. October 4th. Mark your calendar. You'll keep hearing more about it. And then, so, back to Barry and his adventure. So he has an adventure bike, and it's for off-roading. It's not a dirt bike, but it's more off-road adventures. And it's not like a highway bike. You're not like a Harley or a crotch rocket. He's on the back roads. It's called a BDR Backroad. I can never remember what the acronym stands for, but it's Backroads. And he's in Colorado. He's going through the Rockies. And I mean, of course he's having a wonderful time, and he's got beauty all around him. But the one thing that Barry is going to do, if Barry sets his mind to doing something, he's going to do it. He knows how to use intention, and he knows how to focus, and he's disciplined. He's got all those things going for him. But texture has been, we've probably mentioned this already on a podcast, but texture is our word that, you know, that we've just really been paying a lot of attention to. And what it means to us is just the texture of life and how you want to pay attention to it as much as possible. You want to take it all in. You want to notice it. you don't want to be distracted by crap like, you know, your phone or whatever, just things that don't really matter that much. You're seeing everything, you're experiencing it, you're experiencing the smell, the feel, the visuals, even the taste, you know, the wind in your hair, just taking it all in, taking in that texture. And I know he is doing that. And man, that just makes me so happy to know that he's experiencing that. And I'll get to hear every bit of it because he remembers everything too. So I got that going for me. So go get some Barry. And he's also getting to spend time with Sean and Mamie in Denver. And you know, he's riding a motorcycle with one of his best friends. What more could you ask for? And I get to make a mess. I'm also keeping the yard mowed and whacking some weeds and weeding some garden beds occasionally. But I'm also getting to, I got to hang out with the goober peas and some of the junior goober peas this past weekend, and that was just awesome. Claudia was here on Sunday taking some photos for a possible, probable wedding invitation. That was amazing. Oh, what else? Oh, and Thursday, I get to meet some friends that we met on the Camino. They live in Florida, but they have children that live in Charlotte, so they're going to come up and meet me halfway between here and Charlotte, and we're going to have dinner Thursday night. Barry's going to miss it, and that's unfortunate, but it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see them and just relive some of the Camino and just talk about it. You know, having that in common, that was such a big deal for us, such a big thing in our lives, and experiencing it together and then being able to talk about it again is pretty exciting. Their names are Amy and Jarrett, and we've also taught them, or Barry actually taught them a new word, is frolicking. Not a new word, but the idea of frolicking, I think that it's really taken off here in North Carolina and probably soon to be around the world. We're going to encourage the hell out of frolicking. Everybody needs to frolic. And I know you agree with me. All right, so that's all I've got, boys and girls. This is a nice, quick one. And so my friend Robin will be able to listen to it in its entirety on her way to work or on her way home from work. And I did that for you, Rob. Thank y'all for coming by. We will see you next time. Have a great day.
That is where I long to be with my three good companions, just my rifle pony.